So I figured we'd pick up where I met you at a work party, and you fucked me on the balcony. And if I remember correctly, we were just coming back into the party. And of course, I would go to the bar and get a drink, and you would probably have to go say hello to your bosses and whatnot. But as time passed and the party sort of stalled, we'd find our way towards each other again, and I would give you that sly grin, having known what transpired earlier. And I would ask you if you wanted to come home with me for the night. And you would agree, of course, because who could say no to me in my dress? And I would tip the bartender and pay for my drinks. And we would head towards the lobby with the elevator. You'd press the door button and we'd get in. And then I would lean over and I'd press the door close, even though people were sort of behind us, but the doors would shut, so it would just be you and I in the elevator. And then you'd breathe and let out a real deep sigh. And I would turn to you and I'd kiss you violently on the lips. And my hands would race against your broad chest and down your torso to your crotch. And I would fondle you while kissing you until our floor came to be. And the doors would chime and pull open, and I'd pull away from you just in time. I would go to the valet and ask for my car. And we'd go home to my apartment, and I'd park the car, and you would follow me upstairs. And of course, I have a doorman, so we'd have to say hello to him. And then we'd get on the elevator and go to the fifth floor, apartment C. I'd fumble with my keys, because I'd be nervous a little. And then I'd open the door, and you'd follow me in, and you'd shut it and lock it like a gentleman. And when you'd turn around, I would be standing there with my dress on the floor and my lingerie on my body. It's red lace, which I know you like red, and it hugs every curve of my big breasts, my wide hips, and my long, slender legs. You'd be impatient, and you'd want to come over and touch my body. But I'd step back, and I'd say no. No, not yet. I'd ask you to get on your knees, and you would tell me to fuck off. And I'd laugh. And then I would reach behind and unclasp my bra. And I would ask you, please get on your knees. And you would agree. And I would take my bra off and I'd fling it to the side, so my breasts were free and bouncing heavily as I sauntered over to you, still in my heels. Your hands would start at my ankles and go up my legs, one on each side. I'd brace myself on your shoulders. Your mouth would begin just above my right knee, and you'd kiss up my thigh on my stocking, and you would take the garters off. And I'd step back, and I'd tell you no, and you would let out a groan of frustration. Hands to yourself, Mr. Wilson. So then I'd step back towards you, but this time I would unclasp all of my garters, and I'd shimmy out of it so just my stockings and my red lace panties are in front of you. I'd begin to touch myself outside them, my long fingers stroking my pussy lips, my middle finger rubbing my clit above my panties. I'd drop down to my knees, and I'd continue to play with myself in front of you. You'd reach your hand out, and I'd smack it away. And I'd lean forward, and we would kiss passionately while I touched myself, breathing into your mouth. My tongue lapping at yours. My lips taking your bottom lip and sucking on it between biting and sucking. I'd take one hand of yours and I'd replace it between my thighs. And I'd move it up and down. And then you'd take over pleasuring me. Then I'd take my hands and I'd push you back. So you were now on your back. And I would unzip your pants. And I'd want to get at what was beneath them. What was getting hard and swollen. I'd unzip you and spring you from your pants. I'd pull them down to your thighs along with your underwear. And I'd start by licking the tip, and then I'd fold it back onto your stomach, and I'd suck your balls. I'd get them wet with my tongue. And then I'd lick you from the base to the tip of your cock. And I'd hear you moan in ecstasy. Your hands would move to grab my hair. Oh, the back of my head. And I would slap your cock against my tongue a few times before sucking the tip into my mouth. And it'd be so warm and wet. And I'd pump you faster and faster. And then I'd stop. And I would let you go. And watch your cock stand at attention for me. And then I'd focus on your balls. I'd suck them and play with them. And I'd take one into my mouth and alternate between them, sucking them hard and deep. And I'd take my thumb and index finger, and I'd grip the base of your cock real tight, and I'd kind of pull it a bit while your balls were in my mouth. And I'd hum. I'd hum so you'd feel the vibration in your cock. And then I'd take your cock, and I'd lick it again from the base to the tip. And then I would position myself directly above it, open my mouth, put you in it, and suck as much of you as I could down my throat. Oh, would you want me to deep throat you? You'd start to buck your hips into me. Your hands would still be in my hair, and you'd pull it just on the back. One hand would pull my hair and the other would caress my face. Oh, your moans would get louder and louder, and I knew you were close. I'd suck harder and faster and deeper. I'd moan into your cock. My warm, wet tongue would saturate your cock until you finally came in my throat. And I'd swallow every ounce. And then I'd release you, and you'd be there on the floor. And I would straddle you with my body, kissing all the way up from your crotch to your mouth, dragging my tongue along your torso, kissing each nipple before flicking it with my tongue, licking up your neck before I bite down just where your jawline is, and then I'd kiss your mouth, my tongue going in and out, my lips surrounding yours, warm, wet, deep, passionate kisses. Your hands would roam the sides of my body, stopping at my hips, feeling my firm breasts against your chest. And then I would take your hands in mine, and I'd place them above your head, there on the floor in front of the door. And I'd move my legs up and pin your wrists with my knees. I'd lower my pussy right over your mouth, and I'd take my hands and I'd put them behind your head so your mouth was angled up, and I would tell you to lick my pussy. Your tongue would start on the outside and you'd lick your way in. The more your tongue would lick me, the wider my legs would get. Oh, I'd begin to circle myself on your mouth. My hands would tangle in your hair and pull it. Oh, fuck, yes. The tip of your tongue would tease the base of my clit. You'd flick it really fast at first, and then slow it down the more I came to my climax. Your warm tongue against my folds. Your mouth sucking my clit. Oh, your tongue slowly licking my pussy. You'd bring me closer and closer to coming. Juice dripping down your face. Oh, I'd lift up my hips so you wouldn't get to taste me anymore. Oh, and you'd breathe heavy, your warm breath against my pussy. I'd reach down and I'd play with my pussy a little bit. Then I would free your arms. And you'd push me back onto my butt. My legs wrapped around your hips. And you'd give me a very loving embrace. You'd kiss me. Your hands wrapped around my body. and I'd kiss you back, and then I'd push you away, because I still want to play. I'd stand on my feet, and I'd tell you to get to yours. Then I would open the doors to my bedroom. They're double doors. French doors, I guess is what they're called. Anyway, I'd open them up, and there my big king-size white bed would be. And he'd stand in my doorway, and I would sit on the edge of my bed, still in my panties and stockings. I'd spread my legs for you, and I'd begin to play with myself on the outside of my panties again. And you'd stand there with your shirt still on, but nothing else. Your big cock ready to go for round two. I tell you, show me how you like to please me. Tell me what to do with my hand. You'd start by telling me to stand up and get rid of my panties. I would laugh and say, why don't you do it for me? And you would tell me, no, that's my job. So I'd take them and I'd entangle my fingers in the sides of my hips. And I would slowly drag them down my thighs to the floor. And I'd kick them towards you with one foot. So now I'm just in my stockings that go to my thighs. You'd moan in anticipation and approval. And I'd stand there with my hand covering my pussy. You'd tell me to uncover it and show you how wet I was already. I'd move my hand and you would see my tiny pink glistening pussy there in my bedroom, completely naked except for stockings for you. My blonde hair inviting you to come and taste it. You'd tell me to sit back on the bed again, and I would obey and spread my legs and start by using two fingers and drag them along the sides of my clit. You'd step closer to me, and you'd stand between my thighs. You'd reach your hand out and wrap it around my neck and push me back against the bed. I would stop touching myself for a moment, and you would say, no, keep going. Your hand around my throat. My pussy aches for your cock, but you tell me I have to keep playing with myself and getting it nice and wet for you. Please just put your cock in me. Oh, just give me what I want. I know you want it too. I know you want to thrust deep inside me and fill me with your cum. Please do it. I could feel how hard you'd get at me begging for you. Your cock was above my hand anyway. Your pre-cum dripping onto it, helping me lubricate myself. You tell me no, I don't get my reward just yet. You'd release my throat, and you'd drag your nails down along my breasts and my torso, and my hips to my thighs. You'd put my legs over your shoulders, and you'd kiss the inside of my ankles on each side. You'd tell me to stop playing with myself, and you'd take my hands, and you'd place them on either sides of my hips, and you'd pin them down with yours. I'd wiggle my hips against your cock, trying to get it in, trying to get your tip to tease my clit. You'd pull away, and you'd spank me in the ass. Ah! Oh. You'd tell me no, and I'd tell you to go fuck yourself. You'd grab me by my throat, and you would tell me to watch my language. And I would tell you to fuck off. Then you'd pull me to my knees in front of you. You'd flip me over so my stomach was on the bed and my ass was in full view. Fuck you. You think you're gonna discipline me like you have the balls. And with that, you'd land one hand down on my ass. Fuck you. You'd ask me if I wanted to keep going. Yes, do it. Try to tell me what a bad girl I am. You'd ask if I had enough. No. My ass is red. And you like it. My moans of pain turn into pleasure. And you realize that I'm enjoying you smacking my butt. You reach down your hand between my thighs, and you feel that I'm saturated, that I am beyond wet for you. I start to moan as you play with my pussy. You take two fingers and you sink them deep into me. You begin to push them in and out. With your other hand, you reach up and you grab the back of my hair. You pull me back, so my back is arched. Closer and closer to coming. Oh, fuck. Please let me come. Please let me come. But you say no, and you take your hand away. Please let me come. I'm so close. I want you so bad. You move my legs further apart, and I can feel the tip of your cock slide against my lips. You tease me a bit. Fuck. I growl with anticipation. I want you so bad, and I know you want me just as much. You take the head of your cock, and you press it against my entrance. I arch my back, causing my hips to rise. You slowly sink your cock balls deep into my pussy. I point my toes so you know that I'm really turned on. Your hands go to my waist. You sink your fingertips into my hips. You pull me closer to your body. I can feel your balls against my pussy lips as your cock twitches inside of me. I begin to rotate my hips in a circle and alternate between left and right around your cock. I begin to ride you as you stand there. I can feel you getting closer and closer to coming. Your breath quickens. You get louder. You fall forward, bracing yourself against the mattress. I continue to thrust my ass into your hips. You like that, baby? You like when I fuck myself on your cock? I'm such a dirty girl. So naughty. I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna get you off. I begin to go faster. I come on your dick. As do you. You come forcefully with a loud groan into my ear. You pull out. You smack my butt. Did you like that? Your cock did. You collapse on the bed beside me. Both out of breath. I help you take off your shirt. And then I run to the couch and grab a really thick blanket. And I bring it back to our bed. And you've already sort of dozed off. I mean, being exhausted from fucking me. And then talking to all those people at the party. I give you a quick kiss on the cheek. And I tuck myself in beside you. And before you know it, you wake up and it's the morning. You stretch, get out of bed, and head to the bathroom because you can hear the shower going. And it's right off my bedroom. You see a note posted to the mirror that says, "Stand naked in front of me before showering." So you pull the note off and you stand naked in front of the mirror. And you notice there's a kiss mark right above your cock. My kiss mark. It's my lasting impression. You laugh, and you hear me singing in the shower. You sort of pull the curtain away and notice there's a glass door behind it. You slide it open, and you catch me, soaked up, completely naked, facing the shower. I've heard you come in, but I pretend that I haven't. My ass is glistening with soap, dripping down my body. The humidity has fogged up the glass. You reach over and you stroke my butt. I shudder and quickly turn around, acting surprised. And then you come into the shower. And I begin to soap you up, slick and warm. And then I drop to my knees, and I take your cock between my breasts, and I begin to rub my breasts over your dick and your balls, slick and soapy and wet. I rub them faster and faster. I can see the smile spread across your face, and I know that you're enjoying it. You put your hands down on my hair, and you form it into a ponytail. You wrap it around your wrist. I begin to kiss your hips as I slide your cock in and out of my breasts. I can feel you getting close. I untangle my hair from your hand, and I push you away to stand up. And then I turn around and press my butt against you. And I begin to wiggle it on your dick. Your hands go to the front of my thighs, and you grip them tightly. Oh, yes. You press your body into mine. You grab the sponge from my hand, and you begin to wash my pussy. Really, it's just an excuse for you to touch me. I spread my legs apart, giving you more access. One of my hands reaches yours and helps you to go up and down on my lips. And the other starts to play with my breast. Oh, yes. Fuck. You drop the sponge to the shower floor, and you're left with your hand soapy and wet, continuing to rub me up and down. I growl with approval, and you increase your pace faster and faster, leaving me breathless. Fuck. Your hand goes to my neck and then up to my mouth. You cover my mouth and pull my neck back so it's against your face. You bite down on my neck like an animal. One hand still playing with my pussy, the other covering my mouth so I don't get too loud. Fuck. Oh.
whimpering me to come. I lean forward and brace myself against the shower. You reach down, you position your cock into my pussy. And then you pull one leg up and spin it around your head. So now my pussy is exposed on your cock. You reach down and you grab my thigh with one hand and you wrap your arm around it to secure it to yourself. And with the other hand, you begin to flick my cunt. Oh, fuck. No. No, no, no. Too sensitive. Can't do it. I try to push your hand away, and you tell me no. And you keep it there, and you fight to keep it there. Oh, fuck. I take one hand. I press it against your chest and your throat, and I dig my nails into your skin, telling you I don't want it there. I grit my teeth. You smile back at me. You continue to flick your thumb against my clit and you begin to pump me in and out with your cock. You laugh and you continue to go harder. And harder. Fuck. Our slick bodies make it almost insane how fast you can fuck me. The skin slapping against each other. Your balls slapping against my ass. I move my hand closer to your throat and I grip it. You groan. And I smile. With my other hand, I reach down. And I brush my fingertips against your balls as you pound into me. You stop massaging my clit. And you reach out and you grab my breast really hard. You pull the nipple. You begin to fuck me harder and harder. And you tell me you're gonna make me come. Fuck. Tightens its grip around your cock. And I press your hip and pelvis down. And I slowly take myself off of you. You finish washing me as I wash you. And I step out of the shower and wrap myself in a towel. I prance off to the kitchen to make coffee. And you finish your shower. A few minutes later, I step back into the bathroom and tell you that breakfast is on the table. And I leave. You step out of the shower, dry off your body, throw on your clothes from the night before, and come out to the kitchen, and I am standing, legs spread wide, with just an apron on. There's a bowl of cereal in front of you and some toast that's burned. And I tell you, you have two options for breakfast. That or this. And I lift up my apron and show you my pussy.